Today is the 27th of January, 2020. Christ was a perfect sacrifice. You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin, 1 John 3:5. All the way down through history, we've seen people try to replicate the perfect sacrifice for sin, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ could not be a sinner. He could not have any taints of sin to take our sins upon himself to the cross. But he had no sin. He was perfect. He was righteous. He was without spot. He was blameless. He was holy and perfect and without any sin. In the Old Testament, they were commanded to take a sacrifice that was not blemished, that was had blemishes on it, as a representative of the perfect sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ freely laid his life down on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for his people. And so God is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Christ, by him, seeing he ever liveth, making intercession for us, for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice for his own sins and then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither of blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:11-12. Welcome aboard, Moses Paul. Glad to have you with us this morning. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Well, you know, the pagans would sacrifice their children to their gods, Balaam and all these other gods of the pagans. People are still sacrificing animals today. They're sacrificing their children today. But Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest into the holy place, entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of the saints. That pretty well dispels the mass right there, doesn't it? God has entered in once into the holy place to make an offering for us and sat down. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Zionist? Do you hear that? I see you're trying to call Peter, but right now I'm broadcasting, so I don't take calls during the broadcast. In those sacrifices of the Old Testament, there's a remembrance again made of the sins every year. But wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hath pleasure there. But this man, Jesus Christ, after he had made offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Welcome aboard, Leon Kennedy. There could not be any better, perfect, holy sacrifice than Jesus Christ himself. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. One sacrifice for sins. All these people that talk about they're going to reinstitute animal sacrifices and rebuild the temple. And they have the pure red heifer over there. Listen, the work is already done. That is blasphemy. For by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. What a promise. What a promise. The book of Hebrews is a tremendous treatise on the perfect atonement of Jesus Christ. Especially, you can get that, the teachings of his perfect atonement, beginning in, all the way through the book of Hebrews. But a lot of it is very, very clear in the 7th, 8th, and 9th chapters of Hebrews, 7th and 8th, 9th chapters. Christ has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, by Christ, seeing Christ ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the mountains. Higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily. Welcome aboard, Santosh. Glad to have you with us. And Moses, Paul, and Leon, and all those that will join us on YouTube as well and the other platforms this morning. who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. How many times are we told in the book of Hebrews that he offered up one sacrifice for sins? The Roman Catholics want to go in every time they have a mass and try to sacrifice, say that a cookie or a wafer is Jesus Christ's actual body. Passover was meant to be commemorative of the work of Christ. When they put the blood of the animal on the doorposts and the death angel came, he saw the blood and he just passed right over, didn't he? I will pass over you. Well, when Christ shed his blood on the cross for his people, God no longer holds them in condemnation. He looks at Christ and sees the perfect Lamb of God who was slain for his people, that perfect sacrifice. And he says, neither will I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. I'm glad to know that Jesus Christ, for his people, does not keep a record of all their sins. He's not keeping score, because all of our sins were cast as far from him as the east is from the west. In the sea of God's forgetfulness. That's what the Bible says. The sea of his forgetfulness. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So today, that's really what's been on my mind, is this wonderful thing that Jesus Christ did on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. When he shed his precious blood on the cross for our sins, he became our sin bearer. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. To the blood of the everlasting covenant. Why are we told that he is worthy to take the book and loose the seals thereof? Because he is worthy because of his perfect sacrifice for his people. Says that he was clothed with vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, he's says that one of these days, because of his work on the cross, not because of any work that we've done, one of these days, he says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea, and I just John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Blessed, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the water, fountain of the water of life freely. Well, how can we say that in heaven there will be, shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth or worketh abomination or maketh a lie? But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, because we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have the imputed righteousness. He took all of our abominations, all of our filth, all of our lies, all of our every sin he took upon himself when he died upon the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. What a wonderful sacrifice Jesus Christ was for his people. So this morning, let us be thankful for what Christ did for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. A high priest who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. May the good Lord be with you this day and strengthen you and encourage you, and realize that without the cross, without Jesus Christ going and dying on the cross, we would have no remedy for sin. There would be no remedy. When we say we are saved by grace, we know that there is no grace without the precious blood of Christ. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to you and me show when we deserve to be cast into hell, there to forever go. All our praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like you and me. May you have a blessed day in the Lord is my prayer today. God bless.